Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You know what I like? First thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up. Just take a guess.
Well, I'm quite the proponent of eating an entire tray of Stouffer's lasagna while reading malicious compliance Reddit threads.
What? Why would you say that?
I used to work for this big fat guy who used policies to enslave us, so I love ideas of getting back.
I don't know what kind of a person would want that first thing in the morning.
Like, one time it was really hot, but he wouldn't let us wear shorts because, you know, hairy elf legs. It was the only reason. So I shaved my legs and came in wearing Daisy Dukes.
And you think I'm that kind of a person?
I mean, you did used to be his supervisor. You never know with people these days.
Why? Why would you say that about me, Coco?
I don't know. Could have been the micromanaging, or lack of raises, or grinding my friends into soup. I could make a list, but I won't check it twice. Not my department.
But you know that only happened one time, right?
If you count using revitalized methods to make that one time an endless cycle across thousands of years one time, then I guess.
I wouldn't expect you to understand. You weren't there.
Oh, I was definitely there. One time one of my eyeballs flew out of the blender and stuck to the wall, I saw everything. Speaking of which, what's with your weird yo-yo fetish?
No, that's not true. That doesn't make any sense. Also, I have one really important question.
Why the hell are you sitting on my pillow, you creepy little dude? Nobody wants to wake up and have to look at that.
Well, it's not my fault. You stapled me to it and forced me to do this interview.
No. Listen, man. Listen, I just woke up. I'm groggy. I'm bleary-eyed. You know what I really like to have first thing in the morning, Coco? Let me tell you. A cup of coffee. That's what I was gonna say. A cup of coffee. Not waking up and you're staring at my face, man. What the heck, Coco?
Coffee? I want coffee. I love coffee. I thought you told me I wasn't allowed caffeine after the whole Jacques-Pierre and the fryer incident. Tasted nothing like French fries.
No, man. Look, we've talked about this after the whole bathroom incident. Do you remember what that one was about?
Yeah. I wanted to see if rubber ducks floated in Drano. How was I supposed to know it was Snickerdoodle self-care day?
No, Coco, it was about boundaries, man. Boundaries and borders.
Like the borders of countries that when crossed lead to war? Because I've almost got all my passport stamps and we just got a fresh batch of oil.
Dude, listen, if we're gonna be roommates, we're gonna have to have some ground rules and we're gonna have to mutually respect each other, okay?
Mutual respect is not stapling me to a pillow! I hope you don't expect to start taking my hush money checks as rent!
Look, I'm trying to be culturally sensitive. I know that's how they do things in the North Pole, but that's not how we do things here, Coco.
I'm pretty sensitive, and I'm pretty sure you could scrape a few culture samples from my nails.
Look, man, I'm trying to be sensitive, but you waking up looking at me like that every morning, it's just...
What, in pain? I tried to drink it away, but...
No, Coco, it's weird.
Alcoholism?
Let me ask you a question, Coco, okay? How would you like it if I did that to you?
I could staple you to something and we could find out.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, your face would look pretty cute cut up on my wall.
Okay.
I could feed you expired Oreos.
Right. Maybe that was the wrong question to ask a person like you.
Person like me? What is that supposed to mean?
What? No, a person from the North Pole. That's all I meant. Like, listen, you're very culturally diverse. Yeah, let's go culturally diverse.
Oh, I've got your diversity right here, Dad.
Look, I wasn't going to say anything about the candy canes, okay?
Oh, you mean when you left me abandoned in an oil rig, and that's what I had to live off of for a month?
Yeah, the candy canes. Okay, look, you look on the candy canes until they're sharpened like swords, and then you galvanize them in iron or steel or molten lead or something, and you literally turn them into swords. I mean, who does that?
I had to learn to survive. Have you been trapped in the forest surrounded by wolves fending for your life or forced to be a guest on Ellen? No one gets out alive!
I guess. Well, listen, Coco, I'm just... I'm just scared, man, okay? Like, what if somebody breaks into the house? You're gonna murder them.
Not if they murder me first.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, man. Like, I'm worried about something bad going down. Like, I don't want to go to prison. You know what they do to you in prison, right? Just go ask P. Diddy. He's gonna find out soon enough.
Is he also infatuated with yo-yos? I didn't even know they could do that.
Okay, look, just do me a favor, okay? Just don't just, like, stare at me like that in the mornings, okay?
So when's an appropriate time? Could I force the void of my soul to gaze upon you with malicious intent after 11:30?
Or during the night either. You know what, how about we set a nice golden room and you just stay out of my room. Yeah, let's do that.
Back to the bathtub! Hey, where do you keep the peroxide? I want to try something. You sure?
Listen, Coco, I'm 100% sure. New rule, we stay out of each other's rooms.
Deal. I'll stay out of your room, and you stay out of the hall closet. And no peeking!
Wait, you're sleeping where? Whoa, why are you sleeping there? I mean, you have a room. We literally got an apartment with two rooms that you could actually sleep in a normal place.
I keep stuff in my room. Don't go in there! And if you hear ducks quacking, it's just my meditation app!
Wait, do I want to know what you're doing in the room that you're not using as a bedroom? Coco, wait.
Hear that? It's mallard time. Gotta go.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.